Yo, what's up, guys? It's Rockwell Peterson
And Isaac Wilhelmy.
from Ponderosa Ponderers back here with a season two for
Yeah.
our Spotify and other various podcasting platform listeners. And for you YouTube video enthusiasts just turning in, this is the start of our season one on YouTube.
Yeah.
We're moving over, we're making the switch, we're testing it out, checking
Yeah.
it out. Figured it'd be fun, and we got the whole setup going. So, believe it or not, we're gonna do a bit of a different topic today.
Very different.
We're gonna be, we discovered online Pokemon
Yeah, so it's like normal pack unboxing in real life, but
unboxing.
it's digital.
So we were. You want to tell them the story, or do you want me
The
to?
whole story? So,
Yeah.
one of our friends bought a bunch of booster boxes, which comes in them are 30, 40 packs of Pokemon cards,
Yeah.
and they all have a QR code.
Yeah, a QR code
QR
for.
code in them, and then you go online and then scan the QR code and you get packs online.
Yeah, and so then you can open those packs. Now, if you can find some full art, which is we'll show you what those look like as we're unboxing all of them. But if you get a full art rare, you can sell it for money. So we figured we'd take some of those QR codes and redeem them online. So today we're going to be showing you guys what stuff we look like, what stuff we get at the same time that we're finding out. So let's get right into it. We are going to hop right over here and boom. So now we're here. And we are going to hop up into the packs section so you can see that we have a Pokemon Sun and Moon trading card. So you go ahead, click that open pack box there. You drag across the top.
And voila.
Oh,
Yeah, we also have about almost 100 packs. So.
dude, check it. It's a rainbow.
Hollow? Rainbow
Yeah, a
hollow.
holo rainbow, holographic rainbow
Sandile.
Sandile.
Nice.
And then,
And that's a rare card
yeah, that's
that.
a rare card that's looks to be rainbow, not holographic. Nope, not the get more. We're still learning this system a bit.
Yeah, a little bit of kinks.
Just a little bit. So we hop back into packs here. Now we got 21 short sword and shields.
Yep. That's a lot.
Let's get going, folks. We're gonna drag across the top. As you can see, it's for six and up.
We're definitely
Hey!
six and up. Let's go.
Boom! Woo! So now we're here.
Yeah, and those face down cards are the rare card, which can be a full art,
Boom!
like that.
This is exactly what we're talking about. That looks like a full art rainbow Torkoal V series.
Yeah.
Now that's a good find.
Yeah, you can clearly tell it's a full art because the
Yeah,
whole
the
card
whole card is covered.
is like the Pokemon.
Yeah, so you can see how in some of these other ones, like this Sobble right here, it's just in the top part that it has the image in, as opposed to a full art where it covers the entire thing.
And this is also a holo. You can tell by like the water signs on it, and it's kind of shiny a little bit.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a little one.
That's all
It's a
right. That's
little
all
one.
right. We got a lot of packs to
But
get
we
to.
got
So,
a
like,
lot.
we're whoa. Okay.
Just a normal trainer.
Boom. Another full
Oh,
art.
look at
More
that.
Pico V series.
Huh.
Okay. I've not even seen that
I
Pokemon
haven't
before.
either.
That
Kind of looks
is.
like a Pikachu mix.
Like Venom. Like Pikachu Venom
Yeah.
style. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like, what's those things? A. Where it's like the strawberry and the chocolate and the vanilla ice cream. What's that called? What's that kind of ice cream called?
Is it sherbet?
No, not
No.
no, that's like a type of ice cream. It's not Metropolitan. I have no
I
idea.
can't think of it. It's just mixed.
I'm sure we're gonna get a comment where
Yeah.
it's like it's obviously this,
We
but that's the basic idea of it.
don't know. I'm not a big ice cream
Yeah,
fan.
not really.
A
Okay.
balloon. That's
Boom!
another
Hey,
two in a
double it up.
row. Let's
Okay.
go.
Ice Cream Man's back.
That's his name from now on,
Yep,
Ice
Ice
Cream
Cream
Man.
Man.
All right.
Okay. Stone Journey.
Normal rare.
Got a Stone Journey.
And then you can hover over those, and you see the circle down by the little numbers on the left.
That means it's common. Yeah.
That means it's common. A diamond means it's uncommon, so...
Yeah, right like there. That. Like that is an uncommon, and then a rare is a star.
Yeah. Yep.
So, as we keep going through these, and remember that these rules also apply to the in-person cards.
Yeah. The paperback cards.
Yep. Oh! Ooh, V-Series Lapras. Okay.
That looks clean.
Okay. The Ocean Loop ability is so good. Is 210 it? Damage. Look at that. You stack 4 energy cards on that, and it is insane.
That would one-hit... anybody.
Just about anything, yeah.
That one hit itself.
Yeah, it's... Breaking news. We found another creature that can wipe out its entire species just like humans can.
Lapras.
V-Series Full Art Lapras. Confirmed.
Easy.
Wipes, boom.
Too easy.
Weapons of mass destruction. That's why they don't fight each other.
Exactly.
Figured it out. Okay.
Raichu. Raichu's always a favorite.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any sort of Pikachu evolution is just amazing.
Exactly.
Honestly, their skills are kind of broken. unless you can get a good counter for them, you're in a rough spot.
Yeah. Also, let us know if you want to see us duel people. Because with we can duel people. We can build a deck and duel people.
I mean, if you like these kind of videos, we're thinking about streaming us doing, like, tournaments and stuff. Because... Yeah. I haven't really paid attention to Pokemon since I was a little kid.
I haven't either.
Yeah,
and
but
like within this year, it popped off.
Oh yeah,
it's huge.
We went shopping for Pokemon cards because we were kind of killing time, and it's fun to unbox them and look for like rare cards that you can sell. They were just sold out everywhere. We went to 2 Walmarts, a Target, a GameStop, and just like almost everywhere it was just sold out.
I was
just sold out.
Surprised because around here I'm like, oh, no one's
gonna
buy Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Sold out.
Everywhere.
Insane.
Everywhere. I mean, if it wasn't for Riley who had like all those booster packs, I mean, that man is gonna have, I think we did the math, what was it, 2,400 QR codes?
Yeah, 2,400 QR
codes. Yeah, it's insane. It's insane.
24,000 cards.
If you guys want to see some of the cards that he gets, I mean, obviously we're not going to go through all of them unless you guys really want us to, but if you want to, like, if you guys want to see some of them, we'd be happy to. Even if it's just, like, the final result, we can bring him on here and show him.
Yeah, and maybe in the future we'll actually do a real-life paperback.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Video. Absolutely. I mean, those are really interesting. They take a bit longer to open, though, which is why we went with this format.
Mm-hmm. Quick and easy for the first one.
Oh, yeah. Plus, it's a lot easier to show you guys what we're talking about rather than trying to, like, hold the cards up to the camera and stuff.
Yeah, that is
true. Yeah, the these QR codes, this is what we're talking about. You find them on the back, like, in the back of all those packs.
Back of the packs, yeah.
Now, you can see that this QR code is basically useless now, because
we've
redeemed it already, so I'm not afraid of showing them to you guys. But, yeah, these are the cards to look for to do this. And if you want to, feel free, if you play this, or if you're interested in getting into it, contact us. You can learn with us, basically, and we'd be happy to play with you. It'd be a lot of fun.
For sure.
And let's see what we get now. Galarian Berserker. Okay. Okay.
It's like a Meowth evolution.
Something like that.
I think so. Oh.
Oh, if that would have been a full art.
That would have been cool.
That would have been a really cool full art. It's still a cool Pokemon, though.
Yeah. Maybe we might get a full art. Like maybe. His next one.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not him, but...
We'll see.
But...
We'll see.
Let's see.
Ooh, favorite double? Pokemon. Okay. Ooh. Another
Lapras. A Hollow Lapras.
Oh.
Just normal rare.
Sandaconda.
Sandaconda.
Okay, so like Coil makes sense to me, but the Skullbash? Skullbash.
It bashes you with its skull, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
it's
but
snake.
Like.
Like it goes into bite, but it like tilts
yeah,
it, its head.
It just,
down
like, it just headbutts you. Yeah. So it's like. So a Sandaconda is like half goat. Half anaconda.
But it looks like a snake.
I mean, yeah, sort of.
Where's the goat part?
I don't know.
Or maybe it's just a sand snake.
I don't know. You guys can probably tell us better.
Yeah.
Like, would a sand snake have anything to do with it? Like, I really don't know. Huh. Okay.
So we're a little bit dry right now.
A little bit.
Got two in a row. They're like, ah.
It's all good. We're figuring it out.
Yeah. Volpix is always.
Oh, Lantern.
Pretty.
Oh, I mean, fan favorite, honestly. Yeah.
Gen 1.
Not that amazing, but.
Fan favorite. Clearly.
For sure. Okay. Grapplocked?
Octopus.
Nice. Until this
some of the Pokemons, like, I feel like they ran out of ideas, clearly.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, let's make an octopus. Let's make a lantern out of a Pokemon.
Did you see the one that they did where it was like a UFO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
That's. I don't. How does that work?
A UFO Pokemon.
I guess so. I mean.
They have a lot of dogs.
Yeah, so, a lot of
like
dogs.
Like that one right there.
A lot of dogs.
What, Yamper?
Yep, Yamper. Roar and Static Shock. Okay.
A lot of dogs.
A lot of dogs. Let's see here.
Because with the new Sword and Shield, both legendaries are dogs.
True.
So.
True.
Just.
So many memes came out of that, though, like comparing dogs with machetes and stuff in their mouth to those Pokemon.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so many.
There's a Pikachu.
Oh.
Classic. Everyone knows who a Pikachu is.
Fan's favorite. Cloyster. I mean, that.
It's not the best.
Yeah. Not terrible by any means, but not amazing. Man. We got really lucky just right off the bat, all those full arts as we were talking about it.
Yeah, we did.
We made them look way more common than they actually are. Like, trust us, folks. We've gone through these a little bit just to try it out. There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of non-full art decks. A lot of them.
But we also do have a lot of packs.
Oh, so many. And we're getting...
Oh, look.
Oh, full art Marnie Trainer. Rainbow?
That's a secret.
Okay.
Rainbows are secret full arts.
Each player shuffles their hand and puts it on the bottom of their deck. If either player put any cards on the bottom of their deck in this way, you draw 5 cards and your opponent draws 4 cards.
Hmm. Huh. And so, like, there's a normal full art of this, and then there's a rainbow full art.
Yeah.
And the rainbow full art is considered a secret full art.
Really?
Which is more expensive than
the normal full art.
Yeah.
Well, would you look at that, folks?
Got a secret full art.
Also, if you're interested in exchanging any of these, there's a trading system on this.
Yeah,
and so if you like any of these cards that we're running through right now, go ahead and hit us up. We'd be happy to trade with you.
Oh, yeah.
Another
full art.
Full art Cramorant V-Series. So
it's a funny looking Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't the hierarchy kind of go like... So there's the full arts, which are rare, obviously, and then the full art V series, and then the full art V Max series,
yeah,
and then the full art Rainbow. Mm-hmm. And so I think within that you can also have the V Max and the regular.
Yeah.
So if you can get a Rainbow full art V Max, you are
that's
golden.
That's good.
You are golden.
Or like a Charizard, just a full art Charizard.
Oh yeah. Oh God, was it? What was it? A full art Charizard V Max that Logic bought for $225,000.
It's insane.
Oh yeah, mint condition. Another one went for $500,000 in England.
Pokemon cards are popping off there.
Oh, it is.
They're expensive.
It is absolutely insane. We probably shouldn't be recommending them to like do this, but we'd also be happy to have you guys doing it with us.
That
you know what
true.
I mean? Okay.
I'm not saying go buy a card for $500,000.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Unless you want to buy them from us. We'd be happy to sell them to you for $500,000.
Oh, yeah. If you have the money, just... Oh, this is the third one in a row. Let's
Dude,
go.
Dude, we're popping
Too
off.
Easy.
Oh,
Too
yeah.
Easy.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we should have just created an account that was our Ponderosa Ponderers account.
Oh, we should have.
Yeah.
That?
I don't know.
Man.
But now,
smart.
You're going to be more stacked than I am.
Yeah, because he got, what...
I got
50, 40.
Yeah, I opened like, I think we opened 50 packs on my account to test it out before we showed it to you guys so we could like understand it. I think I got, what was it, like 6 or 8 full outs?
Around there, yeah.
Yeah, I think we've gotten that many in this video so far.
Oh, yeah. And we haven't even opened
half. No, dude. Like, You are stacked, stacked. Would you be willing to trade some with me?
I'll be willing to battle you, and if you win, then I might trade.
How am I supposed to beat you when you could literally just throw out an entire deck of four?
It's gotta be fair.
Fine, we're limiting it to six or eight full arts. Oh, jeez, that is going to be a bloodbath.
That's going to be interesting.
I'm glad we went through the tutorial, because otherwise I would have no idea how to play this thing.
Yeah, I do have a little bit more experience with Pokemon than you, like with evolutions and all that.
Yeah, you really do.
I might have the upper hand.
But... yeah, just a little bit. Not only do you have the upper hand in experience and skill, but now you also got it in full arts.
Yeah, that is true.
Watch, for the rest of the video, there's just going to be absolutely no full arts.
That would suck.
Yeah.
That would be like 80 cards.
Oh, Jesus. We're probably not going to go through all of them with you guys, but if we can always come back to it, because we will have a lot of QR codes in the future as well. So if you want us to come back to it, we would be happy to.
For sure.
Let's see here. Let's run through the rest of these, and then we can talk for a bit more, and then kind of wrap it up and be done. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to my girlfriend for getting me this sick shirt for Christmas.
It's dope.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said earlier, I have no idea what it says, I like the design.
We're gonna take this audio and also post it to our anchor.fm. Mm-hmm. So if you want to check us out on our non-visual sites, you know, podcasting platforms, we are on 9 different platforms, but most reputably we are on... Spotify, we are on Anchor, and we are on iTunes.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. So if you want to check us out on there, Ponderosa Ponderers, also on our Instagram, Ponderosa_Ponderers, mm-hmm. capital P in both areas. We'd be happy to hear from you. We'd be happy to talk to you. It's great having you guys tune in. Thank you so much. But for you guys listening, my girlfriend got me this really cool Nordic shirt that's a Valknut with a bunch of runes around it. Mm-hmm. And I'm an Odinist, so I just figured I'd give her a shout-out since we're on camera.
Yeah, might as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Throw a little love her way. Appreciate her for hanging out while I'm streaming with the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Bull. Grandma's pit bull. Headbutt.
I don't know if your grandma had a pit bull like that.
Oh, Jesus.
That would be ruthless.
It would be terrifying. How would that even work with, like, the tusk coming up from underneath? It looked like a boar? Looked like one of those, like, wild pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your grandma would just have a wild pig running around.
Absolutely. Well, you know what's really interesting is that it's, like, wild boars, like, wild hogs and pigs are the exact same genetically. They're the same creature.
How is that? Like.
So, like, they escape... and so, like, their skin becomes, like, thick and hairy, and they start growing tusks just by escaping into the wild and living there for a while. So, like, there's a big problem that's starting to spread throughout the U.S. because it's a bad problem in Texas, but it's starting to spread. Because these things breed like rabbits.
Oh.
And they'll eat anything. So they just decimate the ecosystem. And they'll, like, the wild ones, if they get a taste for flesh, will hunt humans.
That's not good.
Oh, yeah. Not good at all. Like, there's this mini version of them called javelinas. Like, a small version of them. So, it's like, think of, like, the chihuahua of wild pigs. Javelinas. And they're...
fast.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, it's like, they're in Colorado, too. And apparently, they'll, like, attack tires and stuff if you're up in the mountains. Yeah. Like, if you park near their area, they'll get mad and, like, tear up your tires and go after you. And they're so small, it's like, how do you fight them?
Yeah.
But that's the craziest thing, is that it's like, you take these wild hogs out of that environment and, like, domesticate them for, like, a couple of weeks to a month or something like that.
And they're, like, pigs.
And they're pigs again. Their tusks.
I mean, with tusks.
Yeah, like, their tusks will still be there, but you can, like, cut them off and they'll be fine.
Hmm.
And, like, their skin starts going back. That. Yeah, no, it's crazy. And so it's like, because of that, there's a theory going around that it's like, humans now... might be our own missing link. Because if we had a similar thing where it's like, think about it, you're living off the land every single day, no real comforts, like you're living in a cave. You're a caveman.
Yeah.
Same size brain. Same everything. Same ability for language.
Mm.
You'll adapt. It's like, yeah, oh yeah.
You'll adapt to your environment, clearly.
But it's like, think about it, if the DNA changed in the same way, like our skin became thicker, we became hairier, we became like bulkier, like bigger, to be better to survive.
Yeah.
Because it's like, just...
I mean, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah,
I
don't like a lot of hair.
Be like Bigfoot out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you know that Bigfoot was like actually a real animal? That's what's so interesting about it. It's like 10,000 years ago, there existed a great ape that like looked like our modern day depiction of like Bigfoot.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like a mutation of a human?
No, it was like a great ape. It was like an 8 to 9 foot tall great ape.
Jeez.
Yeah, so like a gorilla.
That would be scary.
Yeah.
I would not want to come across that.
Oh, yeah. Or like those Billy chimpanzees or Billy apes. Like the 6 foot tall chimps I told you about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
6 foot tall, 400 pound chimpanzees. That's those like things are terrifying. People. Oh, yeah. Because people are like, imagine if like Pokemon were real. I'm like, yeah, animals may not be able to shoot lightning at you, but they can be 6 foot tall chimpanzees that are 400 pounds corded muscle.
And throw you across the world.
Yeah, rip your face off. Like, the average height of a man in the U.S. is 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah.
And you're...
About 6 foot. I'm like
5'11". So it's like, the chimp would be about your height.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's terrifying. That is terrifying.
Or power over...
Oh, yeah.
The population.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is that's absolutely crazy. Insane.
But, I mean, we are mutants because we're...
I mean, true. Absolutely. So. I mean, we got that radiation raining down on us all the time. God, we are
just showering radiation.
Oh, that's what we do. Well, I mean, it's like those new apartments they're building up by the airport. The water is so irradiated that like people can't use it. Like it was a huge like lawsuit thing or something like that. Yeah. No, it's like,
not okay.
That's insane to me, dude. That's insane to me because we still do store all these nukes out here in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Like, we have all these nuclear silos that are launch ready. That's insane to me.
Yeah.
And they say it's fine, but I'm like, it's concrete. It was built in the 50s. Of course it's leaking radiation.
Radiation's gonna leak,
plus we have natural uranium in the ground. And because of the trade winds, when you launch nukes in the desert, like,
it's gonna...
in the southwest, goes up into the atmosphere. And the winds shower it down upon the breadbasket that is the Great Plains.
Mm-hmm.
So, America, all the food that you guys are eating, radiation. Before you even talk about insecticides, radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is just insane to me. That is absolutely insane.
All the corn,
insane.
Dude.
Oh, God. All the wheat. Cry. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dark cry.
Oh, wow. Yeah, dark cry.
Dark cry. Legendary hollow.
Oh, a leopard. That's literally just leopard with... Yes, the lion leopard.
It must fly a lot, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's limber. So this Pokemon can't be paralyzed. Wow.
Oh, wow. That is...
special.
A really good ability.
Yeah. Oh, kinky. Power whip.
Oh.
Effective. Thank you, Sarina. Wasn't that like a nickname for like... Because, like, there was a Russian Tsar, is what it'd be. Like, the Russian Tsar, and then the... Would it be Tsaress? Tsarina?
I have no idea.
They might have just straight up ripped off the Russians, like...
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, none of the royal family members are allowed to complain after the Romanovs, but still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, Suicune, legendary doggo.
Okay.
And...
Ampharos.
Yeah, Ampharos.
Cool. Electric Ball, 130 damage. Why?
Overpowered. I mean, it is a third evolution.
Fair.
Evolve it twice.
Fair. Fletchinder. I've not ever seen that before, but that's a holo. So that's nice. Is. It's a rare holo. Not a... full art. Salamence. Okay.
Didn't we already get a Salamence earlier?
Yeah, we did on my account.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it was
what
a different full art.
Yeah. Different full art.
Yeah, because there's two Salamences, I'm pretty sure.
It might have been, yeah.
Salamence.
Okay. Spinarak.
Nice
little spider holo. I mean, completely useless, but nice that it's holo. Mm-hmm. You might be able to fetch something for that. Delicatty.
It's a delicate cat.
It would be a delicacy in China.
I mean, it's a China-based game, so.
Is Pokemon China-based? I thought it was Japan.
Oh.
Or is it American? I don't know.
It's definitely not American.
You guys tell us.
I think it's I think you might be right with Japan.
It might be. Oh! Pokemon Breeders Nurturing. Full art.
Nice.
Choose up to two of your Pokemon in play. For each of those Pokemon, search your deck for a card that evolves from the Pokemon and put it onto the Pokemon to evolve it. Then shuffle your deck. You can't use this card during your first turn or on a Pokemon that was put into play this turn. Okay, that is kind of overpowered.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That is very overpowered.
That is very overpowered.
But I mean, it's a full art.
So. I mean, full arts are full arts.
Okay. It's a
Volcarona.
It's a volcano moth.
Coronavirus, if it...
Whoa.
If it became volcano.
Yeah.
Like, if it was a fire type... Corona? Volcarona?
Volcarona. That's not okay.
No. No, we're not. We're
especially in these times.
Let's avoid viral
let's
Pompeii.
Stay away from that.
Like, no thank you.
Nice.
Vanillux.
He's got a straw on his head.
It's vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
It is bitter cold vanilla
ice cream. It's literally ice cream.
Freezer burn vanilla ice cream.
And that's what you get.
Sweet.
Vanilla. I don't remember the name. Don't worry.
Vanillux. Oh, full art Rhyperior V series.
There you go.
Heavy rock artillery.
Dang,
whoa.
That guy's hefty.
Yeah, that is a big boy. And we are getting a lot of full art today.
There we are. I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, this is awesome. You're going to make some sweet cash off of this if you sell it. Or play in tournaments. I mean, honestly, if we can win some money off of tournaments.
Oh.
Hey! Vanillux is back!
Woo! Woo! Ah, Lavatar.
Oh, double opening. Darmanitan. Okay.
Is it water attack?
Sarina.
Another one.
Okay, folks, we're going to go to a quick commercial break and we'll be. And we're back. Okay. So we're going to open a couple more cards, mm-hmm. and then we're going to wrap it up here.
Yes.
Awesome. So let's open another. Okay.
So we've got Mr. Mime.
Boom.
Water type.
Okay.
It's a knockoff Pikachu.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mimikyu.
So I heard there's lore behind that Pokemon.
Really?
To where he's like ashamed of himself, like scared.
Oh.
And ashamed of what people are going to think of him. So he knows everybody loves Pikachu. So
oh,
people
okay.
like a Pikachu costume on him. And that's the lore I've heard.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. The more you know.
Yeah. There's quite a bit of lore. Like if we find a Cubone,
oh, yeah.
I can
oh,
tell
yeah.
you
the Cubone's really weird. Like
it's like,
it's
dark.
The helmet that it wears is like its mother's skull.
Yeah, it's like a skull and he has a bone.
Yeah.
And the helmet, or
the
skull on his head is his mother's skull.
Jeez.
It's really dark and weird.
Wow. Oh, a Heatran.
Hollow.
Cool.
That's a legendary Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So let's open one more pack after this, and then we'll wrap it up. Vanillux back again for the third time. Man, you get a lot of... We're getting a lot of full arts, but a lot of Vanilluxes.
Or do we want to open one more from every other pack that we have? Because we have a few other packs.
Okay, Center Scorch
okay.
V-Series. Okay. And that's, folks, is why we do one more pack. Yeah, let's... you can see we got Darkness Ablaze, Vivid Voltage, and Rebel Clash.
Two more.
Yeah, we can do two more.
Might as well.
Yeah, have some fun with it. Okay, so we're opening this one. Let's see what we get.
Oh, that's a cute Vulpix. Can you hover over that Vulpix?
Aww.
That's so cute.
It's rubbing its eyes.
All right.
Okay.
Vivid
Voltage.
Last
one. What we got.
Let's hope it's good.
See what we got.
I heard these packs are really good.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ah. No luck.
kind of a disappointing last card to open. Alrighty. Well, thank you folks for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate it. It's great to have you here. And remember,